So I'd like to focus on fulfillment. Jesus shows how he is the fulfillment of all of the Bible. Fulfillment, or finding a fulfilling life. This is a challenge. Living a life that makes a difference is not easy. We might have work and duties, but to really find fulfillment, that's more difficult. It's more than just making money or an income. It's more than work or school or day to day. It's something deeper. To fulfill is from the word to be full, or to fill up. You know, in our reading up to this point, the disciples are filled with a mixture of emotions. In our reading, there's fear, there's amazement, there's doubt, there's being unsure. Is this really Jesus? It doesn't seem to all add up. You don't just come back from the dead like Jesus does.
专注去集中去注意力呢，系讲到呢个应验实现呢一点，去寻找呢个满足感，过住充实嘅生活，呢个呢系个挑战。过住有所作为嘅生活呢，一啲都唔容易㗎。搵到满足感呢，唔单止系意味住去赚钱或者有收入，唔单止系工作或者返学或者普通日常嘅生活，更深层嘅呢，系去应验去力行，要充实。 被填满，被充满，直到而家呢一点，头先喺我哋嘅福音里面读到，门徒嘅心里边咧都系充满住百感交集，佢哋惊愕啦、害怕啦、怀疑啦、唔确定，系咪真系耶稣咧？对呢度呢一点嚟讲咧，佢觉得系好似唔合理，系冇可能嘅解释。你冇可能耶稣真系喺死里边复活。
Disciples end the Gospel of Luke much like the Gospel of Luke begins, with the disciple asking, how can this be? That's what Mary asks actually at the beginning of Luke's Gospel, when an angel tells her back in Luke chapter 1 that she'll give birth to Jesus. The angel says, nothing is impossible with God. As Mary sings to the Lord, he has filled the hungry with good things. He has given fulfillment. Filled those waiting for salvation with Jesus. Filled those hungry for meaning, with meaning and purpose in Jesus. That's where Luke's gospel begins, and that's where it ends, with fulfillment in Jesus.
怎能如此呢? 为什么可以这样呢? 就正如是路加福音的开始的时候，等于结尾一样，开头玛利亚所问一样， 当天使告诉他，他将会生下耶稣的时候，当时他还是童女。 正如天使所讲，对神嚟讲，冇嘢系不可能嘅。当玛利亚向主歌唱嘅时候，佢用美物就饱足咗饥饿嘅人，等嗰啲等候耶稣得救嘅人系充满，系饱足，等嗰啲渴望住意义嘅人充满喺耶稣里边嘅意义同埋目的。
You talk about being full. You have to be hungry to be filled. I get hungry a lot, you know. I find if I'm hungry, I'm really not thinking the clearest. Usually I'm thinking about how hungry I am, where I can get some food. Maybe you can relate, right? Your focus is on the food. And when you eat, you see clearly again, you think more rationally, you see the big picture.
咁当然你必须要觉得饥饿、肚饿，你先至可能够被填饱嘅。 有趣嘅系咧，佢牧师话到，每当佢肚饿嘅时候咧，佢个思想咧就好混乱噶啦，系谂嘢系谂唔清楚嘅。通常咧，只系谂到系自己有几咁肚饿，或者你都会明白到体会得到，你嘅注意力咧就会集中喺啲食物上面，系好想食嘢。但系当你一食咗嘢之后咧，你又再次睇得好清楚，系可以好理性去思考同埋睇到个大局。
Hunger is actually a gift, if you think about it, because it shows us that we are in need. We can't go on at work in our daily lives of service without eating. We need the energy. We need to be filled. And those hunger pains, that overriding feeling that we need to eat, reminds us that we need food. We need God's daily bread. And of course, God, our Heavenly Father, provides for it as he promises in Scripture. He provides for all of our cares and needs. But on a deeper level, right, hunger shows us the hunger of the soul, our need for being fulfilled or filled up in Jesus, our fragility, that there's physical and spiritual hunger to be filled.
咁感觉到饥饿呢，其实呢是一种福气嚟嘅。因为表明咗我哋唔食饭呢，就冇办法继续去工作同埋日常嘅生活，需要能量，需要补充，需要填补。但係喺呢啲饥饿我哋以为嘅痛苦里面，呢种压到一切嘅感觉，我哋需要食嘢，亦都提醒我哋，我哋需要食物，我哋需要上帝日用的飲食。我哋嘅天父上帝当然係供应我哋所需要嘅一切啦，并且每日丰富嘅去照顾我哋。我哋绝对唔可以忘记呢一点。但喺更深嘅层面上面，饥饿向我哋显示咗我哋对神嘅爱同埋需要，以及我哋自己嘅脆弱，身体同埋精神上面嘅饥饿係需要神去帮助我哋，等我哋得到饱足。
In our gospel reading, Jesus actually eats, but he shows us that we need more than food, right? Jesus says we need the word of God, which comes from God. The word of God, scripture, and Jesus in our reading today fulfills scripture and opens to us the scriptures. The Bible, the scriptures show us that we're created by God. We're his workmanship. We're fallen. We're full of sin because of our own doing and doubts and the hardness of heart. But God so loved the world that he sent his son to fill us up with his forgiveness, peace, and salvation, to raise us up from death to life.
正如耶稣所讲，我哋唔能够只系靠食物去生活，而系需要嚟自上帝嘅每一句说话，神嘅话语，圣经。圣经向我哋表明，我哋系上帝创造嘅，系佢爱嘅作品。由于我哋自己嘅行为，我哋自己嘅怀疑同埋内心嘅刚硬，我哋堕落并且系充满咗罪恶。但是神是如此的爱我们，甚至差遣他的儿子，他是独生子来拯救我们，向我们施怜悯，使到我们可以从死里复活。
Now Jesus not only dies for our sins, he wants to fill us with a fulfilling life. He wants to fill us with good things here in this life, to fill us with purpose and meaning and good work, happiness, acts of love, living as his disciples. These are the works that he prepared in advance for us to do.
耶稣不单只是为我们的罪而死，并为我们复活而让我们获得永生，他都让我们充满了美好的事物，他等我们充满目的和意义，善行和爱的行为，好像他的门徒一样去生活。这都是他预先为我们准备好的，我们会因为他在他里面去行事去为人。
You know, first you have to know you're hungryAnd then you eat. It's no coincidence that when we're hungry, we tend to be more irritable. We act out more. When we're hungry, we just need to eat and find that energy and fulfillment again.
但首先呢，我们要知道我们自己是饿。当我们饥饿的时候呢，这个不是一个巧合。我们通常呢，都会是更加的烦躁，行为也都更加的恶劣。当我们饿的时候，我们只需要吃到东西，是充满了填饱了之后，就再次找到这种能量和满足感。
Jesus uses his hunger and fulfillment to talk not about food, but about scripture. Are we hungry for the Bible? Or are we just hungry for food? are we hungry for God's word? Do we receive it? Or just get on with other stuff? How is your Bible reading? That's what Jesus wants to fill us up. He wants to challenge us. Do you read the Bible every day?It's off script.
耶稣他教导我们，我们需要的不单只是食物，而是神的话语。那我们有没有读圣经呢？有没有去明白，去了解神的话语，等他来充满我们呢？而不是只是为了食物而生存呢？
One more. There's really no excuse because the Bible can be found on my magic phone.
我说话呢，就是你不可以找到任何理由话看不到圣经的，因为甚至在电话都可以看到圣经，所以我们没有理由没有时间去读圣经的。
In Hindu, in many languages.
任何的话语都有。
We're hungry in life, right? We think about food, but when you're hungry spiritually, go to scripture. Start making that a practice if it isn't every day.
那我们当然是会为食物而觉得饥饿啦。有些牧师提醒我们，我们应该是为神的话语而感到饥饿。是希望明白多啲神嘅话语，无论用电话或者睇圣经，有好多唔同嘅语言系冇理由唔可以读到嘅。所以当你灵命上需要补充嘅时候，你一定要睇圣经。
You know, that's what Beck, Jesus does this. He helps us out in our reading today. He actually opens our minds to understand the scriptures. The Bible, right, can be confusing, but it's made of many books. And Jesus opens these books up to us in our reading today. And it becomes clearer to see in Jesus, right? He says that I'm the center of the Bible. Look for me. And that fulfillment comes in these words of Jesus, which are really found all over the Bible. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Jesus is that very word of God.
耶稣充实了我们对圣经的理解，圣经是由很多不同的书所组成的，分为两个部分，是有时觉得很难理解，但当我们看到，正如耶稣所说，耶稣就是圣经的中心的时候，他是之前所有的事情，和之后所发生所有的事情的应验的时候，就会变得非常之清晰。
Jesus wants us to read the Bible and he helps us understand it, right? He helps us interpret it. That when we read the Bible, we find Jesus and we find meaning in Jesus. It's the same for us as he did for those disciples a long time ago. In Jesus, we find that meaning. And just like our lives are full of many parts, scripture has many sections, but it's there. All fulfillment in all of our joys and struggles in Jesus.
耶稣是想我们多些去阅读圣经，多些去明白神的话语。这个就是我们以基督为中心去阅读和理解圣经的方式。我们找到意义，这个对我们应该怎样去认识和解释我们的生活来讲是一样的。我们找到意义，我们的生活充满了很多不同的部分，好像圣经有很多不同的书一样。 由星期一至到星期日，人际关系啦，隐藏嘅感情啦，同埋埋藏嘅问题啦，欢乐同埋挣扎。
I know I could use myself as an example. When I don't go to God's word, I just feel even more and more hungry, and I don't act as I should.
牧师话好似佢自己一样，当佢唔去喺，当佢系灵命上需要嘅时候，如果唔睇圣经嘅话咧，系觉得非常之饥饿，系非常之有需要。
Jesus knows that, and so he shows us how to read scripture, how to see him in scripture, and to receive his fulfilling forgiveness and peace.
耶稣是明白知道这一点是很清楚我们，所以他是帮助我们去明白圣经，让我们可以是明白到他为我们所做的一切，和一切是所应验的，所以让我们知道怎样去研读圣经。
When we find that scripture, right, we find that Jesus finds us. There's hunger to meaning in Christ. And we read verses like we're not our own. We've been bought with a price. And so we give today and ourselves to God. And we honor God with our bodies and everything else that we are and we have.
That wasn't on script, was it?
No, that was on script.
去寻找充实嘅生活，对耶稣同埋生命嘅意义嘅渴望系为中心。我哋系闪耀出目标，因为我哋唔系属于我哋自己嘅，我哋系用重价买翻嚟嘅，所以我哋用我哋自己嘅身体，我哋嘅所有同埋所拥有嘅一切嚟荣耀神。阿门。